You're listening to The Naked Scientist with me, Chris Smith, also with Diana O'Carroll and Dave Ansell. Our email address here for the programme, chris@thenakedscientist.com. Sophie's got in touch. She's in Southend. Hello, Sophie.
Hello.
You have a very interesting, if not slightly damp, question for us. Go ahead.
My question is, if you put a shower head over the top of a 2,000 feet high up cliff, would the water fall to the ground or would it evaporate?
Is this something you've sought to try yourself, Sophie, at some point? How did this question pop into your head?
Well, I've been thinking about it for quite a while and it just came into my head.
Well, let's hope that a man who's got the answer in his head is Dave. Go on, see if we can help Sophie.
Well, to start off with, I didn't have the answer in my head, so I thought I'd do some science properly and actually do an experiment. So in the office last week, I had a I got a lemonade bottle lid and a set of very accurate scales, and I rigged up a fan next to it because I figured that we're interested in how fast the water is evaporating. If the drops of water from the shower head evaporate before they hit the ground, then they're not going to hit the ground, but if they get all the way down there, they will. So I got some water in this lid. I put a fan across it. The fan probably wasn't really powerful enough, but it gives us a general idea of what's going on. And I ran it for about 10 minutes. And in that time, about half a gram of water evaporated.
So that's half a mil?
Yep, so half a milliliter of water. And that was for a 28 millimeter diameter lid. If you work that all out, it comes out that you lose about 0.1 cubic millimeters of water per minute per square millimeter of water.
So extrapolating that to Sophie's shower head going over the cliff.
Okay, so then I worked out the area of a raindrop, of different size raindrops, and worked out how long they'd take to evaporate. So probably a normal large size raindrop is about 6 millimetres, so that's probably what you're getting from the shower head. But if you do work that out, it'd probably take about 18 minutes for it to evaporate.
How long does the raindrop really take to fall 2,000 feet over a cliff?
Its terminal velocity is about 10 metres per second, so it'll probably take 70 seconds.
So what fraction will evaporate then?
A tiny fraction, maybe about an 18th of it, about a 20th of it will evaporate.
But not zero. I mean, there is an evaporation. Because there was a paper in Nature a couple of years ago where they were using oxygen isotopes to work out how much rainfall evaporates when rain falls from the sky. And something enormous, like 40 or 50% of the rain that falls, doesn't ever make it to the ground.
I could quite believe that, because I then thought I'd do some other calculations and work out what happens if you have a smaller droplet. Because from a shower head, you get the big droplets coming out of the bit, but you also kind of break up into small ones. And around about 1 millimetre diameter raindrops falling off a 2,000-foot cliff, you probably get, they'll probably just about evaporate before they hit the ground if the air is about the same as in our office, which is not necessarily a good assumption.
I'm not sure that's a good idea at all.
It'll depend on whether you're doing it in a desert or if you're doing it in Scotland when it's raining already. So it very much depends, but certainly the small ones could evaporate depending on the weather.
There you go, Sophie. So if you have a very fine shower, then a significant proportion could evaporate, but if you've got a really good quality power shower with big drop sizes, then a very small fraction of the water will evaporate on the way down.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
Nice to have you on the show. Anyway, thank you. Great question.
Thank you.
All right,
thank
then.
Thank you.